Hey, do you want to be like me and make podcasts that everyone loves? Yeah, you do. But chances are, you don't want to spend a bunch of money doing it. No worries. A solution exists. Spotify's got a platform that lets you make podcasts super easy, then distribute those podcasts everywhere, and you can even earn money doing it. All in one place for free. It's called Spotify for Podcasters, and here's how it works. Spotify for Podcasters lets you record and edit podcasts right from your phone or computer. So no matter what your setup is like, you can start creating today. Then you can distribute your podcast to Spotify and everywhere else podcasts are heard. Also, you can earn money in a variety of ways, including ads and podcast subscriptions. I'm speaking from experience when I say that all those additional features like video podcasts, Q&As, polls, those are things you won't find for cheap elsewhere. But with Spotify for Podcasters, it's all totally free. No catch. I highly recommend you give it a try. Download the Spotify for Podcasters app or go to www.spotify.com/podcasters to get started. Thanks. We love you. Hey, everybody. Just a heads up. Caitlin and Carrie are doing a Kickstarter to build a studio for White Wine True Crime. They say that at the end of the podcast, but they also say that it doesn't start until April 19th, which is a lie. It has already started. You can donate to it right now, and you should. They, just go to Kickstarter and search White Wine True Crime, or go to their Twitter page, their Facebook page, go to our Facebook page. We posted it on Pops Network. You can find the link. You know how this works. I'm not going to read you a long URL. Mostly because I didn't write it down and bring it in here with me when I started recording this. And we're so far into it now. There's like, the ship has sailed. You're just going to have to find it yourself. White Wine True Crime on Kickstarter. Go give Caitlin and Carrie money. And also enjoy the show. Thanks.
Welcome to Pretty Scary.
Pretty Scary Boo!
Boo!
Okay, my name is Carrie Martin.
I'm Caitlin Cutt.
And I'm the Mothman. No, I'm Adam Todd Brown.
Yay!
Yay, we're doing it.
We're doing this.
We're doing a...
really upbeat episode
super
today.
Super upbeat, happy, general, non-topical episode on nerve gas.
Yes.
/ poopery.
Sarin nerve gas, yeah. Carrie sprayed a version of sarin nerve gas.
You guys, Carrie used the ladies' room and came out, and she had sprayed poopery, which we're going to just lobby.
Okay, I will say this. So I had a cigarette downstairs, and I was like, I don't want to go upstairs smelling like cigarettes. So
fine.
Do you have a spritzer, Adam?
At which
Adam?
Point, yeah, I forgot.
And
you did
go,
ask
I
me
have
if
poopery,
I had a
and I was like, okay,
well, first
that's
I
gonna-
said, no, I don't have a spritzer on me, which I did not. But also, you've come in the house smelling like the house. Come in the apartment smelling like cigarettes before. I do it all the time. I didn't. I thought it would be.
She just felt like a
departure.
She like, felt like writing that for whatever reason.
Yeah.
And the.
I don't know why you felt so insecure, Carrie.
The avenue that she took was using poopery, which. Works.
It's a deodorizer.
It was very potent. And.
Yeah.
It could be a segue.
What?
So hoping you'll be our sponsor.
Oh, yeah.
Into nerve gas.
Seamless.
If nothing else, it's a gateway spritz into nerve gas.
It definitely got us all thinking about things flowing through
the air. It's intended to cover the smell of a person using the bathroom, and you sprayed it on yourself.
Yes, and now my eyes are watering, and now I'm shitting in my pants as I'm sitting here, and I'm just getting lackadaisical. And what are the other?
I think lackadaisical is one of them.
Yeah, it's a symptom. It's
just
known
become a general happens. Layabout.
I have mouth drools. My nose is dripping.
Mouth drools. Mouth drools is another technical term that you can find on the
I'm
CDC
sweating
website.
Sweating and vomiting.
Mouth drools.
So should we get into the sarin?
Let's get into this. Really? Okay. So I just want to say that once again, I proposed this other very special episode of Pretty Scary. It's my fault that we're covering this. I just think, you know, we talk about really horrible shit on this show all the time. And sometimes when horrible shit happens, so far we're 2 for 2 with Syria, but
yeah, yeah.
we're back in Syria. I just think, you know, okay, we have an opportunity to drill down a little bit. I think everyone kind of understands sort of the horrible things that happened in Syria.
Right.
But you could always learn a little bit more and understand it a little bit better.
Right.
So that's what we're going to do here today.
Yeah, and one thing that struck me with looking into this is it made me so much more terrified.
Yeah.
Of a chemical attack.
As we all should be. It's kind of why I like to look at stuff like this. Because this is a real thing that happened on the planet recently.
Well, are you talking about the train attacks?
Nope. We're definitely talking about the the gas.
Which train attacks? There were sarin gas train attacks.
Yeah. Were they?
But that was like
some of the notes that you...
Yeah, but that was in 95.
Yeah. We haven't... We're not...
We're going to get there.
Me and Caitlin are just riffing right now. We're just.
I was thinking about the train attacks because I thought it was interesting that these people came on and then they had these like pellets or whatever, and then they let them leak into the train, and then all of a sudden they.
Yep, we're gonna get there. It's gonna be this amazing thing that we cover.
We're on a journey, Carrie.
I find one story and I just sink.
Yeah,
finger me.
You're gonna. Oh, it's really horrible to watch.
No, it felt good.
It
felt right.
So I like how we were just talking about nerve gas and then I was fine, but then you guys do your fingering thing and now I'm like, well, that's just wrong. Like
that's the nerve gas the line, of this podcast.
The line has been drawn. It's the nerve gas of this
podcast.
Well,
that and poopery, obviously.
I'll be honest. This is potent. I might pass out during this podcast.
Yeah. It's gotta be terrible. One time when I was younger, I made a homemade Nirvana shirt.
Yeah,
I just made the smiley face logo.
So sad.
But I did it with a permanent marker with the intention that I was just going to wear it to work that day.
Oh, Lord.
And I did. And I just had permanent marker vapor screaming at me the whole day. It was kind of great.
Around you.
It's a first class ticket to migraine town. Like, that is not good. All right. So we're going to start with the attack that obviously happened in Syria last week. So let's talk about sarin, which is what they're saying is the actual chemical that was used. I didn't know this part right away.
Yeah.
I did not know that there wasn't an odor, a taste, or indication that it's occurred until your body just starts reacting.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
That part was terrifying to me because I figure you'd at least, and I don't know what I want from being able to smell it because then it's just like, oh, that thing's going to kill me, huh?
Well, where did they get it from? And this is what I think about. Succinylcholine.
Uh-huh. Your favorite thing.
As they call it.
Uh-huh.
It wasn't like a horse tranquilizer, and it was undetectable. So a lot of femme fatales in their time, I think in the 80s, maybe 90s, would inject their partners if they wanted to kill them with succinylcholine because it wasn't detected.
Poison was like the number one way women killed people for a really long time.
Yeah. Succinylcholine especially. And what it did is it slowly started suffocating, like shutting down your organs. So you were suffocating, were alive.
Mm.
Not good. They're alive.
You know,
alive.
It acts much like poopery.
Yeah, when they start to eat you. So the other thing I don't like about it is that it... Actually, back to the one thing you were saying. When I think of a chemical attack, I think of mustard gas. That's the only representation of chemical attacks that I have any mental vocabulary for at all. And mustard gas is like greenish yellow, and you see it, and it's scary looking, but you see it.
Like, and the things it does are scary looking. Like even with this, we'll get there.
But there's something very insidious about a weapon that you can't see, smell, taste, or touch. Yeah. And that
so
your
that's
body,
like a silent but deadly, right?
It's like an SPD.
It is the silent and most deadly.
Yeah. So what starts to happen once this chemical is released nearby?
Bad things. It can
that's
be
what I hear.
It can be absorbed through the body in pretty much any way. Skin,
awful.
Membranes, lungs. If someone mixes it into water, you're going to get it that way. And it doesn't always kill people, but the suffering is immense until the effects wear off. And one of the first things that happens is you lose control of smooth muscles.
God.
And I wasn't quite sure what that meant, but apparently those are the muscles that support our organs. So your stomach, your intestine, your bladder, blood vessels, all of that. And basically, and this is a quote, it causes you to void ceaselessly. So you're just losing waste, urine, feces, there's sweat, you vomit, your mouth drools, your nose drips uncontrollably, your eyes leak and tear up, and your vision blurs due to contracted pupils.
So this is just like a normal Tuesday for Jeff May. Jeff May joke!
Jeff May joke?
Jeff May joke.
That, especially since, I mean, again, like you don't know this is happening to you. So when that's happening to you, and then it's registering that it's happening to other people around you.
Yeah.
I can't imagine it's, that. Like
some of those, though, I would think like, oh my gosh, do I have food poisoning? You know, some of the, do I have the flu?
But the only difference is it would be probably happening to everyone else around you. So
yeah,
you would,
you're not thinking, oh.
But what do you mean everybody else around you? Like if you're on a train,
yeah,
like
everyone
does it happen
on the train.
All like right away, but if it happens later, you don't know.
Yeah, well, yeah, well,
you don't
well,
know those people.
Yeah, when we talk
they
about
don't know
the,
your life,
when we talk about the train attack, that's a thing. Is if you're not exposed, like
directly,
if you have just like a mild exposure, it's probably not going to kill you, and the symptoms are going to take a while. So with that train attack, which we'll talk about in a second, people actually went to work after being attacked with sarin, and they just didn't know what was happening. And yeah, a lot of people thought it was the flu. And it can also cause mental confusion, and at high doses, it can be lethal within minutes of exposure. The CDC says mildly exposed people usually recover completely. Severely exposed people are less likely to survive.
So when we talk about our, now that we're kind of easing into why we're talking about this, what was it about, I mean, aside from the fact that a government using this chemical on their own people is a horrible thing, so tabling that, what was so particularly troubling about the fact that this was used?
It's a form of warfare that has kind of fallen out of favor with the entire
planet.
World.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I assumed that's what you were going to say. But yeah. Because here's the thing, like, I read about stuff that happens in the Congo and what's been happening in Africa for a really long time. I mean, I know. Sorry, Carrie. I do. I
read about what's happening in the Congo. I read about what's happening in People magazine. We're so different.
And that's what makes
Well, they
us,
have
us.
That whole Congo section.
No, they don't. They do have people, birthdays and deaths.
People from Congo, the Congo, are just like us.
What's happening with Zac Efron? That's in there.
In the fucking Congo is what he's doing.
Nope.
So, I mean, there's all sorts of horrible war happening all the time. But the other thing that I thought was a standout issue with this was that they had claimed, I think in like 2013, that they didn't have this chemical.
Right.
So, you know, the spotlight was on them and everybody.
The Congo?
No, Syria. Oh. Assad. Everybody was like, hey, do you have this chemical weapon? And he's like, no.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
And the UN actually went in and basically said he didn't have it either.
So this is like Korea with their like nuclear missiles, right?
This
where
is
they're
like
lying.
This is like every crazy superpower.
But then they hang out with Dennis Rodman.
Yeah. Dennis Rodman is a very weird, weird through line.
He's probably part of this too.
I found a really great picture of Donald Trump and Dennis Rodman recently.
Of course.
Oh, nice.
Shocking, right?
He was on the Celebrity Apprentice,
That's
though.
That's how it happened.
So
there you go. But my point is that, you know, how reliable are these UN inspections now? Because I think that's the other problem that this whole situation highlights. It's aside from this is awful.
Yeah.
It's also, okay, so this is proof that when the UN goes and inspects places, we can't be guaranteed that when they say they don't have it, that they don't have it.
Yeah. That's true if, like, I hate to say it, but we don't have definitive proof that it was Assad. It could have been rebel groups there, too. And in that case, the UN's not going to. And that's Russia's contention, so it's probably false.
Right.
I've fallen down a real rabbit hole looking into things related to the Syria attacks. to the point that I wasn't even able to research it all in time for this podcast. I'm going to have to make it a different thing. But there's this group called the International Republican Institute, and it's headed by John McCain, who just met with these rebels in Syria like 3 weeks ago before this attack happened.
Cool.
He kind of shows up whenever there's a chemical attack. It's really fucking weird. But what the International Republican Institute does is they go into countries where we want to overthrow the government, and instead of us sending the military in, the International Republican Institute goes in and trains people how to be that opposition force that overthrows
a
government.
We've always done that.
Right.
That's how we ended up with Osama bin Laden.
And ISIS. That's how we ended up with all of them.
Yeah.
And it.
When are we going to recognize this is not the best pattern?
Yeah. And
they should have sent in Kirk Cameron because he was on Fireproof.
Yeah, sure.
That's a good.
And that would have made everybody straight lace and like.
That would have solved everything.
Down their
and
weapons.
He's got that direct line to God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, he does. He could just set them straight and say, no, actually.
Just lay down your weapons.
You're all wrong.
I'm fireproof.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, if we could all just be a little bit more like Kirk Cameron, the world would be a much better place.
Yeah, subjectively, yeah.
Yeah. Subjectively, indeed.
Yeah. One of the things I thought was interesting, the first chemical weapons attack noted in history was during World War I, when the Germans attacked the French with chlorine gas on April 22nd, 1915. And I think it was that attack that made the rest of the world go, okay, we're never going to do that again. And since then, I mean, it's happened since then, but it is really rare.
What exactly is chlorine gas?
It's what it is. It's have you ever like been stuck in your bathroom, like trying to bleach your bathroom, and you're like, holy shit, like this is like way too intense?
No, I have a cleaning lady.
Oh, great. So
ask your cleaning lady if she's ever been through that.
Or get a translator.
But chlorine, like I've been in a pool,
dump a
that's
bunch of
chlorine
in the bathroom.
Yeah, I mean, chlorine in gas form in high concentration will suffocate you, and it'll burn your eyes, and it's a horrible, just a bad experience.
That's why when you swim a lot, but like you can get
chlorine,
red eyes.
Correct. But chlorine gas has a smell. It smells like it smells like chlorine. It smells like a really intense YMCA experience.
Yeah.
Not a sexy one, just like being there.
So you just got bombed by an intense YMCA experience?
Young man, yes. Yeah. Sorry.
So yeah,
there's no need to feel down.
Young man. Oh
my God. There is gas all around.
Young man.
I can't, but we should. We should figure that one out. My God. Anyway.
Yeah, we should turn YMCA into a song about chemical attacks just to lighten the mood.
Bop, bop, bop.
Jeff May.
We know it's all your fault. I said Jeff May. You've got Saren on the brain.
Jeff May.
Carrie's ready to go.
Yeah, Carrie's got the easy part.
Put that chlorine away. There's no need to use your gas mask. Bop, bop, bop. Oh, my God. Okay.
Such fun.
So the International Republican Superhero Association.
Yeah, well, I don't trust them. I don't know what they're doing.
Sounds like it's run by one of my seven people, my nine people.
Yeah, it could be. It does seem like that.
I'm telling you, this is turning into a nine-person proof game now, the world.
Yeah,
it's just turning into that.
The world.
Nine people running the world.
It really is.
And it's definitely not anybody we know.
No.
Are there women on the panel?
No. They're not going to
probably
let
not.
Is this guy on the panel?
The Mothman?
You really like that Mothman. That makes me happy.
I think Indrid Cold is definitely one of the nine.
Oh, what if he shows up now that I got the Mothman here?
With his green suit?
Or what if that bridge across the street from my apartment collapses?
I just want to recommend to everybody, if you have HBO Go, Mothman Prophecies is there. You can watch it. I've watched it several times.
We still got to riff tracks that sometime.
I'm so down. I'm so excited.
I also ran this podcast idea by the listeners earlier this week. I had to buy the movie Split because of a...
Et cetera?
Yeah. And now that I have it, I thought we should just riff tracks Split. But then do it every week as different personalities and call it Splitcast.
Oh, that's a very good idea.
Natalie Cole is one of the nine.
Natalie Cole?
Unbelievable.
Unforgettable.
Unforgettable.
Why are we talking about not Natalie Cole?
What does she do?
Carrie, what are you
in
talking
every
about?
Way. The poopery, I swear to God. The fumes.
where
taking over my brain.
All right. That's the first thing that's made no sense. If you do two more of those, yeah. I'm taking you to the hospital.
Yeah.
That really...
We're cutting that shirt off
yeah.
of you.
Yeah, it's just, it's a matter of life and death. Okay, so before we kind of loop back and drill down into what happened in Syria, Adam's done a pretty good job of exploring other horrible chemical attacks that have happened. So the first one
yes.
we have at the very beginning of World War One.
Yeah, well, that was a chlorine gas attack. The reason I focused on these three is because... their sarin gas, which is the gas that they
yeah sorry I should have said it that way, you're right,
in this most recent attack.
Okay, so first one we've got here is 1995,
the Tokyo subway sarin attack.
So basically it's like Carrie said, they took packets of this.
What day did they take packets?
On the day before your birthday.
No, the day of my birthday, March 20. Oh, yeah, that's right. There's another attack on this list that happens right before my birthday.
This is the day before my wedding anniversary, if that means anything. I mean, it doesn't.
I was at that wedding.
You were at that wedding.
So we know Carrie didn't do this. Okay.
Carrie was definitely with me.
All right, if you say so.
Oh, we've got pictures. So
also, you probably weren't married in 1995.
Well,
just a guess.
She was just being born.
I was part of a cult. It's a long story. I had horrible hair back then.
So maybe you did
Christ.
Do this.
Yeah, I was clowning for Christ and marrying this guy Jebediah. So So they carried packets of sarin and was it in their umbrellas? I can't figure out how they did
what
this.
What they did is they carried bags of liquid sarin onto the train. And they wrapped them in newspaper, so no one was like, why are you carrying bags of liquid, you fucking weirdos? And then they brought umbrellas with really sharp points. Mm-hmm. And once they got on the train or on the train platform, they dropped those packets on the ground and started poking them with the umbrellas to open
them
up.
But I thought it was like a flash mob. Like at a certain time, everybody did it. Like yeah, right away.
They attacked five different stations at once.
So many people were hospitalized.
Oh, yeah.
Over 5,000 people.
Yeah.
That's insane.
Were these suicides? I can't remember if you covered
this. I don't know
this,
what their motive
were
was.
They
I don't think that's in your notes.
No, because
they got out?
They all tried to escape.
Okay.
There were accomplices waiting with cars.
Okay.
And I think that was the reasoning for poking it with the umbrella.
By the way, umbrellas and newspapers and packets is some serious Batman shit.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, this is like super villain stuff.
This is
like the beginning of one of the Christopher Nolan movies.
Yeah, if you see someone carrying all three of those things, get off the train.
Yeah, especially if they look like Danny DeVito in heavy makeup. That's not good.
Nobody has a parasol anymore. So if it's like a sunny day and they have an umbrella...
Yeah,
and it's a guy especially.
I tend to think umbrellas
are
kind of pointless. I mean, if it's raining, it's raining. Like, I'm going to be in the... Plus, like, I live in L.A. Nobody's walking for blocks in L.A.
Yeah,
like, it's not happening.
You're so L.A.
Yeah, I know. It's like...
But if it was, like, Seattle, yeah, you carry an umbrella.
You know, even when I go to places that are rain, I just feel like the umbrella is such a pain in the ass.
I still feel like you don't know. Okay, I say this because... I was in South Beach like a year and a half ago, and it was pouring rain, and it was pouring so hard that I was like, oh my gosh, I would go like, you know, a few feet, and I was like drenched.
Sure. That's different, I guess, but I'm so afraid of weather that when we're talking drenched status, I'm just not going outside.
Yeah. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, no, I'm not going outside.
Kind of a puss.
Yeah. Big time.
Well, what's out there? There's nothing. It's raining.
Yeah.
Well,
there's nothing to
do. Still have to live life.
When we had our awesome,
you can live life indoors.
When we had our,
you might have to work or something.
I have proof. When our awesome Unpops fan came and visited us, and it was literally a 4-alarm, like, hey, get in your house. I didn't have an umbrella. I rolled up in a jacket. I was like, oh well.
Yeah, I never have an umbrella.
Yeah, just no point. So, but
I noticed Carrie is wearing Jeff May's headphones.
Wow.
Yeah, those are the ones he always wears.
Great. Well, I didn't know that. Now I'll burn them.
Yeah.
Please,
great.
Please don't.
So,
please
okay. Don't. So we've got 5,000 people
that
were admitted into the hospital, and then 1,000 people that were at least a little bit ill and affected by this one attack.
Yeah.
I mean, think about the scope of this. 5,000.
No,
how many people died in the World Trade Center?
2,991.
I mean, which is a lot.
I don't know if that's
accurate,
but it's close.
5,000 to be affected? Could you? I mean,
no,
it's just like,
crazy.
What do you in for? What do you in for? What do you in for? Like at the
hospital.
Especially,
I think about like people that have other underlying conditions in a situation like that, It's one thing. I mean, it's not like I don't feel sorry for a perfectly healthy person that experiences that. But like right. for someone like me with a heart problem, like.
Yeah, I get to the front of the line.
Like, well, I'm dead. But it's like I it's just a very scary. The whole thing is, I mean, and also just the element of being in a train when something like that is going down, that's a horror show on its own.
Oh, I think yeah. I'd be like, oh, are you kidding me? I took the train today. I was going to, like, ride my bike. I was going to walk. Cab. I was going to take, yeah, I was going to drive.
Not to make it all about me, but 2,996.
You were off by five people?
Yeah, I was off by five. I was trying to be optimistic.
Finger.
That's all. There we go.
This feels weird to finger about.
Those five people were people's
I'm
daughters
fingering
and
for
sons.
Accuracy.
And for 9/11.
Well, but in a good way.
Yeah, finger for 9/11.
Yeah.
I'm sure somebody got laid that way. sorry.
Yeah,
anyway.
On the bright side, the death toll was only 8 on the day of the attack. I think more people might have died.
Like they were just sick.
Really sick.
Yeah.
Like a food poisoning. That's what it sounds like.
I'm one of the 8. I don't make it. I don't make it
through.
Oh,
yeah. I'm the person who
I think you make
who
it.
Does not go to work but has those symptoms. But I'm like, oh, my God, I'm just going to go to happy hour. And, like, I'm going to find, like, one of those, like,
yeah,
video
Carrie,
poker
Carrie's
things.
Carrie's a fucking juggernaut. She would just, like, yeah, she would just start gambling or something.
Yeah, there were a lot of people on the train.
But I'm going to use the excuse.
There were a lot of people on the train, like Carrie said, that ended up going to work still.
Yeah.
Because they weren't sure. Like, Saren, you don't know right away. So they just went to work. And their day got worse.
Japan?
Yeah, it was in Japan.
I feel like those guys are tough workers.
Not complainers.
You know what I mean? Yeah. They're not complainers. They're going to bear down. Like, they're very prideful.
Yeah.
So, they're going to work. It was in America. Like, one person went to work.
Yeah.
Everybody else went to the hospital.
That's what people don't realize. The 8 people who died actually killed themselves because they were ashamed.
It's their fault.
That they fell victim to a sarin attack on the subway.
It was Harikari
right there.
No, it wasn't.
I don't want to say like that Carrie would kill herself after a sarin attack, but the reason why she would end up at a slot machine is because she would think on some level it was her fault that this was happening to her.
Yeah. Or that you're right, actually.
I just am saying, like...
Or I thought the thinking would be you survived, so it's your lucky day. Might as well go gamble.
I'm always looking for a way out. I'm always looking for a reason to party.
She's also always looking for a reason to blame herself for something.
It's true. I don't know how I'm still alive, you guys. I'll be honest.
I'm going to be honest. I don't know either, and I'm happy she's here. And I feel like my one.
We are happy you're here.
I'm like the troll underneath the bridge.
I didn't think you liked me, Adam.
Yay!
Why do you think I don't like you?
Do you
I don't think most people do.
I'm letting you hold my Mothman.
Oh, you're right. I'm still very close to your Mothman.
It's like a slumber party here.
I'm like breastfeeding your Mothman.
Don't do that.
Nope, I am. Breastfeeding.
It's actually an adult Mothman. I don't know if you know that.
Yeah, I'm breastfeeding it.
That's all the bigger they get.
It's fine the way
Which makes
is.
That whole story so much weirder. That's an actual life-size Mothman.
That can't be.
No, they're 12 inches by 6 inches.
Iron Giant. Could I breastfeed Iron Giant?
You couldn't.
Did you say Iron?
Iron.
Okay.
Courage.
I feel like that's like a Midwest thing. There's the Iron.
It's Iron.
I say Iron.
All right.
I'm from the Midwest.
I knew somebody who said umbrella. That drove me fucking crazy.
Oh, no.
Umbrella.
A guy I dated. He used to say, here, do you need an umbrella?
Oh, no.
And I said, what?
It's like that. I don't remember what the Mike Myers movie is where he goes, you put the emphasis
on
the
wrong
syllable.
That's exactly what I said to him. And he said, but I say certain words wrong too, so it's okay. But like,
well, yeah.
But umbrella was rough. And then I know a girl who says CD.
Nope.
Instead of CDs. I was never happier to watch those go out the window because she's a very close friend of mine.
Does she listen to MP3s now?
That's what I mean, it's very similar. You and I think very similar. She's like, I don't get it. I'm like, I know you don't get
it. Similar.
Yeah, smaller. Like, it's just, anyway. All right, well, back to less important things than people pronouncing things incorrectly. I guess we can go back to these chemical attacks.
Chemical attacks.
God, this is taking a turn. Okay, so
Khan al-Assal chemical attack.
Good job.
This happened March 19th, day before my birthday.
What
I feel like people are just trying to get the day off to rock with me.
What is with the springtime?
Maybe that's what all these chemical attacks are about.
I don't understand.
People
chemical
just
want to
party with Adam Todd.
Yeah.
Well, they're marking the occasion one way or another. So, this actually happened in Aleppo.
Yeah.
Which is just another horrible place.
Yeah. Yeah.
For so many reasons, apparently.
it happened between 7 and 7:30, an object filled with sarin landed in the Khan Al Asal, in Khan Al Asal, which is a region of Aleppo.
Mm-hmm.
And the rocket landed near a living quarter with farming areas around the houses and released sarin gas on its impact. So this one was different. It was the bomb exploded and then, well, it didn't explode. Instead of exploding, the bomb landed and then just released a cloud of gas, which is terrifying.
Because, yeah, I mean, you think you at least survived the thing hitting your house?
Yeah, you're looking out your window, you see a missile fall harmlessly to the ground, and you're like, ha ha, fuck you, Assad.
Yeah, like out of like a Bugs Bunny cartoon with a parachute.
And then no. Smoke.
This is terrifying.
I know.
One of the reasons I don't want children, one of the reasons most of the time I don't want to be alive.
Is? I feel like you're leading into a statement.
Sarin gas?
Just, you never know how you're going to die. Like, this is crazy that people do stuff to each other like this.
This is much more significant than a 6 feet under cold open. I will say that. I mean, this is like...
I mean, I hope I die in my sleep peacefully. I hope
what if you're sleeping and get attacked by sarin gas?
If I don't wake up, I guess I'm fine.
This all just sounds like a Donnie Darko death to me. I don't know. I'm very... So we have... On this one, we have 124 people killed in this attack.
Yeah.
And then...
Or no, it wounded 124 and killed 20. And also an unspecified number of animals.
Yeah, that bumps me out.
I always want to save the animals.
Of course. They're innocent. They're not...
Yeah.
They're... What the fuck did they do? I hate the war movies where they kill horses.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Yeah, so basically, once the report of this attack got out, at first they were trying to say that it was terrorists that had pulled this off. That terrorists had access to a rocket.
right.
Like,
well, which they do now because of us.
Right. I still feel like that's more of like a James Bond problem. When I think of terrorists, I think umbrellas, newspapers, and packets make a lot more sense than fucking rocket. But it seems like, okay, so then later on that day, the Syrian government wrote an official letter to the United Nations stating that the opposition forces had fired the chemical rocket from Kafr Dal.
Towards Khan Al Asal.
KAFRDA'IL. There we go.
Yeah,
area. Towards Khan
Al Asal.
This is my nightmare. In Aleppo, about 5 kilometers away, the missile fell in a civilian populated area 300 meters from the Syrian Arab army opposition. So they're saying that it fell. But then a UK channel reporter, Alexander Thompson, reported on the 23rd of March that an anonymous Syrian military source had briefed him that artillery reports from the Syrian army suggested that a small homemade rocket was fired from the vicinity of
Al-Bab.
Thank you. Toward a military checkpoint at the entrance of Khan Al. Okay, you start now. I'm done. I can't do this anymore.
Yeah, and this.
Stressing out.
I think this is the point. I think this reporter was kind of implying that I think he's the one implying terrorists.
Yeah, well, what you're calling it homemade at that point, it's a little different. But I don't know what a homemade rocket looks like, but...
In his story, the rocket was said to contain a form of chlorine known as Cl-17, easily available as a swimming pool cleaner in the form of gas dissolved in saline solution. And as others had pointed out, this would amount to ordinary household bleach, which is prepared by dissolving chlorine in sodium hydroxide solution.
Sure.
So basically, his report was one, saying it was terrorists that did it, and two, it wasn't sarin gas, basically. Right. And
which you think would be really easy to tell to know.
Yeah, I think that's what is causing all, because there's a lot of conspiracies around this most recent attack, people saying it didn't happen.
Well, that's...
And the difference with sarin gas, the reason people can make those kind of claims, I think, is because it's odorless. It doesn't it doesn't leave any trace.
Right.
But there was, I didn't put it in the notes because it was fucking horrifying, but there is a doctor who's in Syria right now who posted on Twitter, he posted video of a guy who was a victim in this attack, and he held his eyelids open and shined a light. And his pupil just stayed dilated. And that's apparently a symptom of sarin attacks.
Well, yeah, because smooth muscle function, if you're losing smooth muscle function, that's not the same thing as reacting to chlorine.
Right.
Because your body does the opposite. It, like, clenches up and you suffocate in different ways. So it's not... It bothers me that there are people on this planet that see shit like that and they're like, I don't know.
Well, some of this is, like, so recent. That's what's insane. I didn't even know about this stuff.
Well, yeah, these are the...
That's why we're doing this, Carrie. We're gonna
inform me.
We're informing the people.
There are...
Well, yes, and I'm the people.
I love it.
One of.
You're doing great.
Yeah, there's two attacks that happened in 2013, and they were both chemical attacks. Both happened in Syria, and this is one of them. And yeah, it doesn't happen that much, but it happens. So the UN goes in after this reporter, and they describe the symptoms of the patients admitted to a local hospital as unconsciousness, pupil contraction, neurological symptoms, rapid pulse, breathing irregularity, murmurs in lungs, and general weakness, in addition to a decrease in cholinesterase sufficiency in patients' plasma.
You're doing great.
Thanks. And on the day of the attack, an activist from the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said 18 government soldiers and 10 civilians had been killed after a rocket landed on Khan al-Assal. But the thing is, what the rebel side was saying was that this rocket was fired by the government,
right,
but just didn't go far enough. Like, it landed in a government area on accident, and they were like,
oops.
You know, obviously you're going to try and cover that up. And this is one of the rebel fighters from the Ansar Brigade told a Reuters reporter that a missile had hit the town at around 8 a.m. He'd seen pink-tinged smoke rising after a powerful blast shook the area. He said, we were about 2 kilometers from the blast. It was incredibly loud and so powerful that everything in the room started falling over. When I finally got up to look at the explosion, I saw smoke with a pinkish-purple color rising up. I didn't smell anything, but I did not leave the building I was in. The missile hit a regime area, praise God, and I'm sure that it was an accident. My brigade certainly does not have that capability, and we've been talking to many units in the area. They all deny it. So he was basically saying that they couldn't do this, that it had to be the government.
That's what I was saying.
Yeah.
Like, there's certain things that you just can't pull off when you're the rebel forces.
Yeah.
So where is Anonymous in all of this?
Good question.
That I don't know. Have they been involved in this stuff?
I have zero idea.
I just keep hoping that they're going to pop in and help us out with something.
I know.
Yeah, yeah.
Just
I
one
feel like
thing.
They've kind of fell off lately.
Turns out it's kind of hard to cripple a government, I think.
Yeah.
I think they're still kind of shining on and like, well, just you wait.
Yeah, I like their masks.
You're not.
Yeah.
Not now, like when? When do you do something?
Yeah, there's an interesting Vice article about that. They claim that Anonymous was split by Trump's
totally possible
campaign.
I see that for sure. A bunch of internet trolls, half of them like Trump. What do you mean?
Yeah,
I can see that.
What a shock.
Gross.
So yeah, that was the first chemical attack that happened in Syria that got people up in arms, obviously. I mean,
right.
It's what chemical attacks do.
Yeah, it's what they
do. We do that.
And it was this one and the one we'll talk about next, which I don't know. Is that pronounced Gouda?
Yep.
I think it's Gouda.
It's Gouda.
Gouda chemical attack. Sounds delicious. This one also happened in Syria in August 21st, 2013. And this one, the estimates put the death toll anywhere from, and this is a weird range.
It's a weird sliding scale.
281 to 1,729 people. How is the discrepancy that big?
Well, that's because they don't want us to know.
I feel like that's Syria, and I feel like they have an abacus.
Yeah,
and they just light stuff over.
They have an abacus and chemical weapons.
Yes.
Yeah, they can just keep knocking shit over. It's like Gilligan's Island.
Like somebody like lost count. Like, oh god, like I was in the middle of counting this abacus, and like you confused me. You said something. And then like that to start again, and that's why it's such a big discrepancy.
They just keep rounding way up.
Yeah. Makes perfect sense.
Okay.
I think the answer to your question is just simply that these are horrible governments and they don't, they're not going to give you a number.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and I also just think that like stuff like this happens so frequently in areas like this.
Yeah.
That death toll counts are not really something that the whole country is sitting around waiting for anymore.
Yeah.
That's just my theory. That is literally just my personal opinion. But like, you know, you've got the number of the number of people who died in 9/11 sort of memorized. You're way better than I am.
2,996.
Yeah, you were off by five initially. I wasn't going to hold.
I don't remember that.
I wasn't going to bring that up. Well, I will never forget that you were off.
What was that, Carrie?
No, I was going to say there are times because obviously I do not like flying on a plane where I'm like, if this went down and they're like, oh, like 14 people passed away, like I'm one of those 14. Like I would like to be like, I want my number counted.
Well, of
you know,
course you
like
do,
I'm a big
but
deal.
Well, yeah. That's my point is that I think things like this happen so much. I mean, I was listening, especially last year when the refugee crisis really hit a pitch, I was listening to so many news reports about the trauma that these people were dealing with. You know, after a certain point, you watch so many people die. You don't, the fact that people die, it's not news to you anymore. That's not the news. You want to know how and where and who was responsible. But
right. I do. I think about like people in war-torn countries where they're just like, oh yeah, we hear like bombs going overhead every night. Like I couldn't even imagine. Like I go to bed pretty soundly every night. Like I'm blessed.
I think that's what this attack, for whatever reason, this was the one that really got everybody's attention. And, you know, I mean, this has been happening for a while. But anyway, so now we've got Ghouta.
Yeah.
A big range of people.
Yeah. Ghouta was two separate attacks. There was Eastern and Western Ghouta. And it was kind of the same thing. Like
it is the same thing.
The details aren't that much.
Are we talking about Germany?
Nope.
Yeah.
Still Syria.
The details are mostly the same. It's just way more people died this time.
Yeah. Well, was, allegedly.
Yeah. It was the most deadly chemical attack since the Iran-Iraq war, which the only reason we haven't included that here is because that was mustard gas. Different kind of gas.
Ugh.
We like gases.
Right out of Legends of the Fall.
And it was these two attacks when Trump came out and said, Obama could have done something. This is what he's referring to.
Correct.
And he doesn't have the worst point.
No.
In that, but I think Obama's mistake was saying chemical attacks are a red line. And if you do that, we're going to attack. He shouldn't have even said that.
No.
Especially if he wasn't planning to follow up
on it. Well, here's the thing. Bill Clinton never engaged.
Yeah.
And the way he didn't engage is that he didn't say things like that.
Right, right.
I think Obama, as far as his presidency was concerned, he was in a very weird spot. I mean, every president is.
He did the best he could, I think.
Well, he did the best he could, but I think that his kind of thing was, I'm the good guy. I'm like the ultimate good guy.
Right.
I'm the good guy. And so when really bad things happened, because again, I want to point this out. We had another school shooting this week.
Yeah.
And Trump said nothing about it.
Yeah.
There was nothing said about it. Nobody came out and said, what a travesty.
He is very unemotional.
That's one way of putting it. Yeah. So frankly, if a country is doing this to its own people like this, at what point do we not do something? I mean, there is that problem of like, people were kind of going back and forth about, oh yeah, great. Like, you're to take out their air base. It's like, yeah.
Well, yeah, that's where the attacks were launched from.
You should take out their airbase. Like, I don't understand that attitude.
Yeah.
And I actually think being proactive about it is the right thing to do from a humanitarian perspective. I just also think that we have a president that engineered that for other reasons, but they all do. So what am I, you know, we're kind of left with whatever. So I like what you said. I agree with you. I think Trump back then had a point. It's just ironic now because he's golfing.
Yeah.
And...
Well, back when this happened, even Trump was like, don't do it.
Yeah.
He tweeted at Obama, of course.
Yeah.
And said we shouldn't attack Syria.
Yeah.
But now that it's happened under his watch, he's like, we should have attacked Syria.
Like, well, I don't know. I feel like at a certain point, what are you supposed to do when you're watching footage like that?
Yeah.
You know, we're not like Ghana.
What
you know,
worries me, What worries me is Trump has such a record of ignoring human rights abuses. And sure. he did this attack on humanitarian grounds. You know, basically, we can't let things like this happen to innocent people. Meanwhile, we can't let those innocent people seek refuge here.
I agree.
Like, we have to drop bombs where they live. I agree. Can't let them come here. But what really worries me about it is the only other area in the world where he's expressed concern over human rights is Venezuela, which has the world's largest reserves of oil. That's the only other country where he's sure. come out and said, hey, I don't like human rights abuses on my watch. So it worries me that maybe this attack is him setting a precedent as I'm the human rights guy. And now we go into Venezuela and just take their fucking oil.
Sure. I mean,
maybe
at the same time, though, like looking at I think the only pure war, if we can even say that, was probably World War One, because World War Two, we waited a long ass time. Everybody knew what was happening to people in concentration in Holocaust centers.
Yes.
Everybody knew, like all of the great powers of the world knew exactly what was going on. There's a great book about it called In the Garden of Beasts by Eric Larson that I read. That's incredible. He also wrote Devil in the White City. He's a great historian and he's a great author. You don't even feel like you're reading a historical book. Yeah. It's like basically prose. But anyway, so, you know, we knew all of that was going on. And the only reason we did anything was because they bombed Pearl Harbor. So,
yeah, yeah.
Which they picked a fight. And I understand that. But I don't know. Like, if you knew.
Yeah.
I still think being president is the worst job in the world. And a moron would want a job like that or a sociopath. So, I don't know. Yeah, you get handed a file of random death knowledge every single day.
I think most people, though, are politicians as far as, like, they want to, like, shake hands and kiss babies, and Trump wants none of that.
No, I know.
He really is, like, the coldest person ever. Yeah. And I think that was very much portrayed in his acceptance speech.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. Yeah. Great. That's high five. Hand on the Bible. I'm in.
Yeah.
Let's make America great again on my terms. Like, and if he can get us out of debt and everything else, like, I guess that's good. It's very interesting to watch. Like, I feel like I'm, like, sitting on a bench, like, just watching.
There's nothing we can do.
Yeah. There's like, nothing we can do. Yeah.
Yeah. That's the reason it worries me when Trump starts talking about human rights. Because you know he's up to something else. Yeah.
They all are, though. Yeah. And I'm just I don't mean to be, like...
No, you're right.
A Bernie bro here and just be like, devil's advocate. Like, but
no, you're right.
And I like Bernie Sanders, but you know what I'm saying? I got explained to a lot on Facebook during this election by Bernie people that left giant comments on my Facebook page. But, there's a certain line we're going to have to draw in how we talk about this person. Cause if we keep saying, I'm not talking about you. If we keep saying that he's stupid and we keep saying like he doesn't know what he's doing.
Yeah.
Then everything he does is just like an episode of, why can't I think of that Larry David show?
Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Yeah, it's just every episode. Like, he made another zany thing. You know, at a certain point, we're going to have to realize, like...
Yeah.
The fact that he tweets so much is weird.
Yeah, that's weird. But that's what, I guess I should say, but in this case, I have a very specific concern. That
of course.
He's laying the groundwork for a humanitarian effort in Venezuela, which the problems in Venezuela, they're their fault, but we've also been basically waging war with Venezuela for about 5 years now just through regulations and trade.
I know.
So we've played a big role already in getting that country as unstable as it is. And it specifically worries me that he did this on humanitarian grounds and has also pinpointed nowhere else but Venezuela as a place we need to go to on humanitarian grounds when there's so many worse places. Like it's a really obvious, like it's obvious why we want to be there.
Like Haiti.
Yeah.
Don't read about Haiti, Carrie.
I won't.
I know. Good. Thank you.
So yeah.
Anyway, that was a huge tangent. It was going to happen inevitably. We were going to bring all this up, but you know, and not to yada yada through this other attack, but I mean,
well, this most recent one is the one people should at least know a little about.
I think so. I mean, I think that putting into context is a big deal. And I also feel like I think Americans in general are very self-conscious about what they don't know.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of past my little liberal ivory tower of just being like, oh, well, of course they don't know that or what. You know, it's like, well, okay, why don't we just... Why don't we just, like, calmly explain things? Like, I yeah. can't handle another comedian giving this giant monologue about how stupid and evil people are. I can't do yeah. I can't do yeah. it anymore. Just give me the news. Just give me... Just tell me what it is, because then I don't have to pretend like I don't know what the fuck's going on. And I read a lot about what's going on. I still yeah. don't know what's going on. Yeah. So, yeah. So the thing about sarin is that it's gnarly, and it's silent, and it's deadly, and it's horrific, and we...
SBD.
And we currently believe that the best estimates are that Assad used it on right. on their own people to scare the shit out of them, basically. Yeah. That's super horrible when you think about doing that to people. That's what I wanted to get to. Like, can you imagine doing that to anybody? Knowing... Even just what the three of us know about sarin, just right now, Cliff's Notes style, I would rather be shot.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And that's why chemical attacks are such a big deal, because they're so horrific.
It's cruel and unusual.
Yeah, and that's why, like, even, like, the worst fucking governments in the history have all mostly frowned on chemical attacks.
Yeah,
even Hitler, am I right?
God,
he didn't use chemicals on his people.
What a day, man.
Jesus Christ, Sean Spicer.
He might Wait, get...
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, they did. They sure did. Yeah.
They sure did, Carrie.
They did. The showers.
Yeah.
They used a lot of chemicals.
It wasn't just the showers. I mean, it was...
Yeah, they were...
There was a lot of different versions of that.
Yeah.
Sean Spicer is somebody I have no problem saying is a dumb dick.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah.
What does he do for our country?
He's just our
press secretary.
Press secretary.
I think I'm more qualified than he is.
Yeah, that's why
I think I'm more qualified than he is.
Like, you are.
When they started cutting media outlets out of his press briefings, I was like, who fucking cares? Who's getting news from those?
Nobody.
Like, you just show up to find out what wacky thing Sean Spicer is going to say, and then you don't learn anything.
No.
And we were up in arms because we couldn't attend those. It's fine. I'll watch them on YouTube.
We're good.
Yeah.
Yeah, so... I mean, it's not a happy topic.
Not a happy topic. And yeah, we didn't get to it much, but the most recent attack happened April 4th, killed 74 people, injured more than 557.
And children.
Yeah, a lot of children. Yeah, this one, it happened at 6:30 a.m. local time, and that's well before most people had left for work or gone to school. So a lot of children died.
Families. And, that poor man holding his two babies that died, his twin baby boys. He lost 19 members of his family.
Yeah,
that's sad.
That's insane.
I mean...
So it... Yeah, it's...
This is some shit.
Yeah, it was... I mean, the attack was pretty similar.
The thing that's also really...
Similar?
The thing that's always also really disturbing about something like this is that not only are the people that get initially attacked affected, but first responders get sick too. Like, if you're the first on the scene,
right?
If you're there to help,
you
get sick.
Yeah, which happened in this case. A lot of the first responders died almost immediately.
Because you don't know what you're walking into, because you can't smell it, and you can't, you know. Like, the two other attacks that we were talking about, I know for the last couple of years were discussed. They were either sarin or a chlorine attack. They couldn't prove it. And at least if you're walking up to a chlorine attack, you're like, why does it smell like the YMCA?
Yeah.
You know, so you're kind of a little bit more cautious. But if you can't smell anything and you're running in there and that's your job and you're a wonderful person and you see a baby on the ground and then you get sick, it just makes – it's insidious. It's disgusting.
It really is.
It's worse than a bomb.
Well, yeah. Yeah, it's definitely – well, it is a bomb. It's just a bomb.
Yeah, but it's just worse.
Outfitted in a different way.
It's worse than a – like a Wile E. Coyote bomb. This is like
– Yeah.
Like
an Acme bomb?
Yeah, like an Acme bomb. It's just like that, Carrie. But this is worse.
Not worse like than this. A glitter bomb, though. Those are the worst.
Glitter bombs are the best.
What are you doing to Mothman?
I'm making him flap his clumsy wings.
Yep.
He's a great flyer.
He just can't run. Look at him. He looks like the Pillsbury Doughboy of death.
Good boy, Mothman.
Good boy, Mothman. He's a good boy.
He's a good boy.
He's a good boy. Well, we promise next week is going to be happy. I know.
Happier,
I know.
Right?
Well, yeah, we're talking about the suicide forest.
Uh-huh. Yeah, wait. Yeah. No, I know. No, it's not happier.
What? No, it is.
It took me a minute. No, it's not.
No, it is.
No, are they the West Virginia suicide trees?
Yeah, there's definitely some West Virginia suicide trees in the Japanese forest of suicide.
We export those trees. They're our biggest export.
Hey, you gonna do it?
Gonna do what?
You gonna kill yourself or what?
In the forest?
You gonna kill yourself in the forest?
I might go to the forest and kill myself.
Listen, I'm a tree. I could be here all day. I'm just curious what your plan is, okay?
Every time. Well, I will just look at her so proudly. So I'm great. Into whatever she does.
I love you, Carrie.
I love you.
Well, I'm glad we're ending it on love because...
Yeah.
I don't know. I just want everybody to feel grateful for what they have.
We're
and
all gonna die.
I just think it's dark times and like...
It is.
At least we're so far living in a place that this isn't happening to us.
Yeah. For now.
I think it'll be that way for a while.
Yeah. We're in downtown LA. Well, I am. I'll be the one to die in a chemical attack. Don't worry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Agreed.
I'm in the blast radius if we ever get hit.
You're Long Beach. You're okay, Caitlin.
LBC.
You guys, I don't think LA. No, it's San Diego and up north. San Diego has the military base. There's nothing.
But hitting LA would like it's the most popular. Like it's a big population.
They would want to make a statement.
Listen, I mean, there might be like a bad thing that could happen here, but as far as like an act of war, because that's what we would have. We'd really be talking about if something like that happened here. I think people in San Diego and up in the Pacific Northwest are in much bigger trouble than we are.
Nah, fuck you, San Diego.
It's true. They're fucked.
Fuck you, San Diego.
There's a lot of fisting going on in San Diego.
Fist you, San Diego.
Especially if Trump keeps fucking up with Mexico, because...
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's literally right there.
Yeah, yeah.
So, anyway, on that really happy note, thanks for listening to Pretty Scary.
Pretty scary boo! Oh,
that was awesome.
That was good.
That was a beat off.
I'm Caitlin still. That was good.
That was just good. I'm Adam still.
I'm Carrie still.
Oh, we have one thing.
I am Mothman.
I'm Mothman. Hello. We have one.
Mothman sounds like Julia Childs.
Ooh, hello. I'm here to tell you your old town is going to die. We have one thing we want to plug.
Let's plug some stuff.
White Wine True Crime is launching our Kickstarter account on April 19th.
Yeah.
So
let's kickstart it.
We have a $3,000 goal. We're trying to buy new equipment. We're just trying to lay a foundation so we can level up a little bit more.
Yeah.
Let's foundate.
So if you want to donate, that would be incredible.
Donate.
She's my hype person. You notice that? you can go on our Facebook page and find our Kickstarter account. We'll be tweeting out. Maybe Unpops will give us a retweet for that Kickstarter.
Absolutely
account.
Not.
So we'll be sharing a little bit more details about that, but it's going to be going on for about a month. So
cool.
We're pretty proud of this. We're pretty excited.
Yeah, now I'm proud too.
Nice.
Yay Kickstarter.
You can find us at whitewinetruecrime.com.
Mm-hmm.
Please give us 5 stars. They don't accept anything less. It's really weird.
It's true.
Adam, do you want to plug anything?
Yes, you should subscribe to our podcasts on connectpal.com/unpopularopinion. You should come see me telling jokes April 14th. I'm at Mint on Card in Burbank at Blast from the Past at 7 p.m. I'm at West Side Comedy Theater at 11:30 p.m. at the Darkest Hour. And then Tuesday, April 18th, I'm in Long Beach on the Mean Boys podcast.
Woo!
Live at Harvell's in Long Beach, 8:30 p.m. And, you know, socials. Follow us at Unpops, at unpops.podcast on Instagram. Do all the things.
Also, we're going to have Adam on White Wine True Crime soon.
Someday.
Excited about. No, we are.
Someday.
Oh, my
Next
God.
Next week.
When are we doing it? Yeah,
Next week. Calm down.
We're recording
next week.
We'll talk about it. Because I'm going to be in Long Beach. We should just do it that day, if we can do it that day.
I think we did.
Wait, which day?
I think we had planned for that day, so might work. But yeah,
okay, cool.
Yeah, we'll see. Okay.
That makes the most sense.
It does make the most sense.
Yeah.
All right.
We're going to
make more
of this out.
Yeah, we're done.
We're done.
This episode took it out of us.
It really did.
Yeah.
All right, let's get out of here.
Pretty Scary Boo.
Carrie, say goodbye.
I did.
You did not, actually, no.
That's how I say goodbye.
If you could give us a proper goodbye, please.
Cuckoo. Cuckoo.
That's her plan with the Mothman.
It's close enough.
Caitlin, say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, everybody. We love you. Oh, my God.